This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. As the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas reaches its one-month anniversary, U.S. President Joe Biden is now calling for a humanitarian pause in the fighting. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president was speaking to a room full of supporters at a re-election fundraiser in Minneapolis Wednesday night when a protester interrupted, calling for a ceasefire. Biden responded by saying, "I think we need a pause." White House officials later said a break in fighting would allow more aid to get into Gaza and create a possibility for more hostages held by Hamas to be freed. Earlier in the day, Biden spoke about aid.
The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support for innocent people in Gaza who need help, and they do need help.
And hostages.
My administration continues to work around the clock to reunite those families. We're not going to give up.
The call for a pause was a subtle departure for Biden and White House aides, who've been steadfast in saying they would not dictate how Israel carries out its military operations against Hamas. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden's remarks came after Israeli airstrikes hit Gaza's largest refugee camp for a second consecutive day. Here's Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda.
It wasn't immediately clear how many casualties came in the second strike, but Hamas says that the incidents killed several of the hostages it took in the October 7th attacks on Israeli communities. The Israeli military says the strikes killed two senior Hamas commanders, including a ringleader of the October 7th attacks, as well as a Hamas command and control center. Israel accuses Hamas of hiding its weapons and infrastructure in civilian populations, such as tunnels, intentionally endangering civilians. Hamas accuses Israel of genocide.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. This is VOA News. A U.S. official told the Washington Post that U.S. citizens will begin leaving Gaza on Thursday through the Rafah crossing into Egypt if current plans hold up. The official spoke to the Post on the condition of anonymity about the sensitive issue. Up to 400 U.S. passport holders and 1,000 eligible family members are expected to leave Gaza over the next 3 days. The State Department said earlier Wednesday that an initial group of Americans were among the first group of foreign nationals who departed Gaza on Wednesday. U.S. aviation giant Boeing said Wednesday it was cooperating with a law enforcement probe into a cyber incident that impacted elements of its parts and distribution business. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Days earlier, a cybercrime gang calling itself Lockbit said it had stolen a tremendous amount of sensitive data from the firm. It said it would dump the data online if Boeing didn't pay a ransom by Thursday. The demand later disappeared from the gang's website, and the plane maker wouldn't say if Lockbit was behind the cyber incident. Boeing said flight safety was not affected in any way. It did not disclose whether any defense-related data had been compromised. U.S. watchdogs say Lockbit was the most active global ransomware group last year. It has reportedly hit 1,700 U.S. organizations since 2020.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers made history Wednesday night in Game 5 of the 2023 World Series. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Rangers are World Series champions for the first time in their 63-season history, following a 5-0 shutout of the Diamondbacks in Game 5. Texas didn't get its first hit until Corey Seager led off the seventh with a single and moved to third on Evan Carter's double, both off Zach Gallen.
It's a group effort. The ability for us to pass the baton mentality all year, you know, we talked about it in spring training, and to be able to carry it over in the biggest moments, you know. He said you don't always have to be the guy that day.
Mitch Garver broke the scoreless tie with an RBI single one batter later. The Rangers tacked on four in the ninth as Jonah Heim hit a run-scoring single and scored on Marcus Semien's two-run homer. Winning pitcher Nathan Eovaldi worked around four hits and five walks over six innings. I'm Dave Ferry.
Join us daily for International Edition as it delivers insight into world news through eyewitness, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and news makers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's International Edition each day on VOA News. Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.